your source for everything paranormal.
Para-X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Merry meet and merry part, bright the cheeks and warm the heart. For tread the circle thrice about, to keep unwelcome spirits out. Bide within the law you must, in perfect love and perfect trust. Mind the threefold laws you should, three times bad and three times good. These eight words the reed fulfill, and ye harm none, do what ye will.
Welcome to Stirring the Cauldron on the Para-X Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
Merry meet everybody, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron. Now, tonight, I'll be stirring things up with my guest, Barry Fitzgerald. Now, he and I have kind of known each other for more years than we probably want to admit to, but the thing about him is it never fails to make me shake my head about him about stuff, but in a good way, because he's always diligently working on new projects and always opening up new adventures of exploration, which is very cool. And tonight we're going to be talking about his new YouTube channel, Meditation Without Distraction. And when he posted the banner for this week's show, people were really commenting on you know, how we live in a very noisy world and, you know, we have way too much distraction. So this is going to be a good topic to explore. So if you're listening live and in the Para-X chat room, you know, you can ask a question or comment during the show. Send me a private message, or if you're brave, you can put it in the chat room and hopefully it won't scroll away before I get to it. And if you're not here and you want to join in, pop over to the ParaXRadioNetwork.com. All right, Barry, so before I get too distracted, you better come in and join me.
Thanks very much, Marla, for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, well, see, I want to talk about meditation, I mean, to begin with, because there's all kinds of meditation. I mean, there is mindful meditation or spiritual meditation or focused or transcendental, to name a few. So, for starters, lots of people talk about how it is impossible for them to meditate because they can't clear their minds long enough to focus on clearing their minds. Are you someone who meditates regularly?
I do, I have to say, and listen during those times of meditation. Now, I don't go around, you know, I'm not like a yogi. And for me, it's essential to just get back and connect with the planet per se, and this gives me a great opportunity, especially when I'm doing the work that I do. As you know, it takes me over the mountains and into the lakes and all over Ireland, and the world, in fact. And for me, it was always precious to be able to get away from that noise factor that we produce, and just be. And that's something I wanted to capture within this particular project, was to just give people the opportunity to suddenly switch off that noise and just be.
Yeah. And all right. So was that the basic idea of where this whole YouTube channel came from, or was there anything else behind it?
Well, for me, there was a growing awareness that things in this on this planet have become very, very noisy, and I was doing this from my perspective to give back, and it was important for me to be able to share that and give people who necessarily over the past 3 years, for instance, when the Irish went into the lockdown, many people lived in the city, and they were in one or two bedroom apartments. Didn't even have a garden, and my sympathies were going out to them that they couldn't, you know, they were locked in the building, they couldn't move, And that was, I felt, was causing irreparable damage. And this in a way was something that they could reach. And you know, we all have, many of us have televisions, of course, and great sound and sound systems, and this was to enhance that, to just get away from the noise, and just be, and that to me was of great importance.
Well, you know, and when I was looking through it, a friend of mine lives in just what you were talking about, lives in an apartment, very bustling urban area, and. Uh-huh. She often bemoans the fact that she never hears the sound of birds chirping or,
yes.
or water running in a stream or, you know, any audible sounds of nature, as mm-hmm. we know. Uh-huh. And that is so important, and it's so relaxing. And, you know,
yes.
for those who can't access any outdoor place
mm-hmm.
with it's peaceful and quiet and all that, I mean, this is perfect. I mean, this is for us, even that we can go out. But this is...
Yes.
It's a wonderful idea, and
I have to say, even for the Irish, there we've moved away from the old style of living and accepted modern life and all its multifacets. But even for us, you know, we rarely walk anywhere anymore. We jump into cars, mm-hmm. and this was an example to show that we still have this. Beautiful connection to the earth, and we just have to stop and listen. And you know, it was important to me as well not to have any of that music that a lot of the meditation videos seem to possess, which in itself stops me from going into meditation. I just wanted nature supplied the soundtrack, and the sounds were recorded at the time of the video, and that was it. Now. Don't get me wrong, I have to travel many, many miles to get those particular locations, and they are remote, and they are far away from human interference. You will hear, many of the recordings, you'll hear the livestock, the sheep in the fields, mm-hmm. and lots of birds. You get tons and tons of birds, especially in the summer. And I just wanted to capture that, just to really enhance that particular idea of just being.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the YouTube channel, when people go there, there's no need to go through the motions of erasing all thoughts, burning incense, lighting candles. Well, you can, but if you want to. But, you know, other ritual things that people do before they mm-hmm. were told this is what you have to do before you meditate.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I got a question from someone that came in. It said... So there's nothing special I need to do to prepare for the meditation other than just clicking on the
That is it. All they have to do is click and more so than not, just listen. The videos are beautiful. They're very picturesque, mm-hmm. but it's just to listen. And make that connection with the earth again, and you're right. There is no process to it. It's just like you're walking down the road and suddenly you stop. That's it. There is no. You're going to make connection with this deity or that deity or this energy or that energy. It's nothing like that. It's mm-hmm. just you reconnecting to the earth.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why more people will start meditating in that way. Because, you know, when we all, at the beginning, we say, well, how do we meditate? So somebody mm-hmm. will say, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to get your mind in your mind's eye, you see a movie screen.
Mm-hmm.
And now erase everything on the movie screen, you know, just blank
yeah.
it out or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It that is so annoying to even have to do. How can you relax doing that? How can you block everything out if you're trying to block something out? You know, I mean.
Yeah. If anything, my brain never stops. So I would find that particular type of meditation very difficult. There's always pictures coming through my brain. So for me, of course, being in that particular moment when I'm recording those videos, It's fantastic from my perspective, but I've really went out of my way to try and capture that those moments for everyone else.
You're doing a really good job from what I've seen so far. And I mean, you know, people is probably, and I'm wondering this too, why is our world, in your opinion, getting so much noisier than ever before? Because it is. I mean, nothing is calm anymore, I don't think. Everything's in a
well, you know, there are many different reasons. A lot of things have become politicized and everything else, which we won't go into. But I think all those serve to distract us. They're all taking our focus off the key points. So, you know, and we live in at a time now where there's more fear than any other time. You know, we shouldn't have that. We live in a relatively peaceful time. If we could just stop our silly arguments, but for the most part, we are very secure. Now, granted, we are rolling into a time now where there are things have happened, and decisions have been made, and it's going to become very, very difficult for people. But at least now they've got an opportunity that they can escape from that for 30 minutes of their day, just to reconnect and just get some grounding back into their lives again.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's so hard. We're so messed up with so many different things. And sometimes they're not all bad. I mean, it's good. We have busy things and whatever. Uh-huh. But I think people underestimate what meditation can do, because 15 mm-hmm. minutes of meditation is maybe like 8 hours sleep or something like that, you know, just to relax and get your whole body back into gear, because we're all going in different directions, and that's not, and sometimes crashing into ourselves, which isn't too great. You know, you have been, and you're still going to be traveling all over Ireland to capture the magic and the essence of mm-hmm. nature for the meditation series. And for each location, which is really interesting, you give a bit of information. You go the backstory of all the places you go to, which makes it kind of magical in a sense.
Yeah, it was important for me, Marlo, to be able to give people just that connection with the place. And you know, maybe I'm biased, but Ireland is exceptionally beautiful, and I, you know, I wanted to express that through the video, and to be able to understand what you're looking at, and also how long that land has been used at that particular point. You know, there are some locations there that predate the Great Pyramids of Giza, and some of the structures that will appear throughout the series. And the locations are just absolutely staggering, and they're beautiful. But the visual aspect of it is also it's very sympathetic to the audio, and the audio was just as important, if not more so. I felt that the audio, the nature itself that was captured within the audio, It was like I had a choir every day that I was out listening to this. And to be honest, I have to say, from my perspective, there was much more life out there than I even recognized myself before starting this. Mm-hmm. It was a great honor for me to be able to do that.
Well, you cleared your head, and when you clear your head, you can see more things around you. Maybe you overlook.
When I clear my head, it usually fills pretty quickly. It's like water in a bucket, and I'm off on another tangent.
Well, yeah, I know this, but maybe you're going to have a lesson learned, a life lesson from doing this. You know,
it might
help you slow down just a wee bit or something. Is there any particular criteria you use when choosing a particular location?
Remoteness is a key part. Remoteness, and then I have to think of the visual, because you know, if the people are going to be concentrating on the video itself, it has to be visually appealing. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I work on. But remoteness is important. With this particular type of meditative video, when you've got the sounds of nature and things like that, it's absolutely beautiful. But in the distance, if there is something that sounds, if there's one of us, a human, that is speaking, during that particular essence of meditation, that voice can bring us back out of meditation because our brains are triggered that way, mm-hmm. that we try to understand what the people are saying. So I had to find locations where no one was around and work from there. And there were many times it was very, very early in the morning or late in the evening, when the rest of the world was now settling down. There's a beautiful sunsets in the series that is coming up, and there are beautiful dawns as well. The dawns are my favorite, I have to say. I love being there as the sun breaks the crest of the Far Hills, and just listening to the morning call is just absolutely beautiful. And it's my favorite part of the day, I have to say.
You're not, well, you can be a night owl, but you're also a day person, morning person
too. Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're both. One day they're going to crash, and then where are you going to be? Right in the middle. No. Yeah. But, you know, I know. So, you know, there are beautiful places, and they're very serene that you've been to, and we're going to talk about some of the places you've been and sure. what people can look for. But I have to say, some people, even people that aren't that interested in nature, mm-hmm. When they watch that, you really have captured the magic of nature. And
yes.
That's really important, and that doesn't mean, you know, witchy or ghosty or spiritual.
No.
It's just it's something that people overlook now, even if they have it in front of them. Uh-huh. You don't see things, and a lot of people just don't go out, as you said. They don't go into nature. Some people can, some people can't.
That's right. Yeah.
But maybe more people will be able to when they see this. So I guess tell them what to expect when they go to that YouTube channel, what to expect.
Well, there are many, many videos from around my particular home county, of course, County Sligo, which is, again, is a personal favorite of mine. We're rich in mountains and mythology and folklore. And this plays itself out within the video range itself. For instance, the new video that came out there was a distant Knocknarea. And in the distance, you can see this beautiful hill, but on top there's a passage chamber that is said to belong to Queen Maeve. She is an ancient Celtic queen who fought against the tribes of the north. And there's a huge folklore around Maeve, which has really developed right up to the present day. So she's even today she's very revered in who she was and things like that. Archaeologists, of course, will debate whether she was real or not. But either way, it's certainly for many people in Sligo, the Knocknarea passage chamber belongs to Queen Maeve. And that's the way it has been for as long as I remember. So you have that, and of course then you have the Carramore cave stones, which is in a beautiful location, looking westward out onto the Atlantic Ocean. Again, these particular videos have all been selected for their majesty. Again, you've got the magical sunrise at Ballintore, and that one was one of my favorites. As I say, I'm a morning person, so I love to watch that sun cresting the Far Hills, and to be able to, the sheep, it was as if there was an audition of sheep going on there that particular time of the morning as they walked into frame and just give their own little vocal track to the whole project. It was absolutely staggering. Now we have other locations as well, which will be coming up which of course look across the Atlantic Ocean toward the sacred island of Inishmurry, which has got a long history in it, which goes back 3,500 BC. So age, connection, land, livestock, animals, nature, it's all within the videos. And they will range in length from 15 minutes to 30 minutes just to give people that connection, that ability to connect back and plug in. That's exactly what it is. We're plugging in and making that connection again to the earth, which we seem to have lost touch with.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a simple idea, but it has so much to it. It's so helpful to people that, you know, you just don't really think about it. But to go, everybody goes to YouTube. Everybody peeks at, you know, all these different YouTube things, different channels or whatever. But this is one that you get there and you stop. You know, you, because sometimes you go to the YouTube things and, oh, this looks good. And then 2 minutes into it, it's like, blech.
Yes.
This is one that you'll stop and the minute you turn it on, it's going to just kind of mesmerize you a little bit. You kind of don't have to, again, don't have to clear your mind because you're just hearing sounds. And some people may never have heard some of the sounds that are coming out of nature, you know, and that's very good too. I mean, maybe you'll hear something one day and turn around and, whoa, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Well, you probably seem a lot more than most people do anyway, but it's just the simplicity of it, I think, is wonderful. You're not charging anybody for this.
No.
You know, I mean, the whole idea is quite brilliant.
Thank you, and you're right, you know, is to give people the opportunity across the board, should they wish, namely to see Ireland in its raw state. The opportunity is there to see it, and many people, you know, there are 40 million Irish Americans, in the United States, and many of them haven't been to the island, and so this is an opportunity for them to see it, to know where it is, to know the history behind it, and who knows, maybe further down the line they may wish to visit, and come and experience it for themselves.
I know so many people, including myself, that when we look at travelogues or things, I mean, Ireland is beautiful. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And, you know, we have the usual tourist traps and things like that, which won't appear within these videos. these are all selected and they're people free. We have a beautiful island, and it's something that I think we really need to tick back again and stop building on top of it.
Yeah, it's the greenery, you know, and the fields. You see all these pictures of the fields, and it's beautiful. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody else doesn't have places like that. I mean, every country, every state has beautiful spots. Mm-hmm. But it's just like everybody goes, oh, I've got to go to Ireland to see this. You know, it just, I don't know, you're blessed. I mean, maybe it rains a lot and you've got all the greenery and everything, not like the droughts that the rest of us are having so badly. Yeah, I think the bottom line is it's simplicity. And for people who say, well, I don't think I need to do any meditation. All I have to do is turn on the TV and watch something that, you know, is mindless or whatever. Uh-huh. But there's a difference, isn't there, between meditation.
There is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's like you said there, you know, many people around the world have got their own fields and their own mountains and streams and everything else. But we live in a world now where it's becoming more and more cramped. Mm-hmm. And it's rare to find those places unless you're willing to put the effort in and head across the landscape for hours to get away from that human interference. That's becoming more and more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, in, you would think in L.A. we don't have that, but you've been here, so you know. But there are places like Griffith Park, which is miles and miles and miles of being nowhere, you know, trails and all that stuff. It's beautiful. And so, you know, places like that where I grew up with, I there wasn't a shortage of nature, you know. And, and now where I live, there's a forest not too far away, you know. And I'm lucky, but you know, even people, if you just don't have a yard or whatever, go walking, because you know, you'll see greenery. And you know, like, I'm in the backyard, yes, I garden and stuff, but I love the critters, I love the lizards that pop up, and you know, the hummingbirds and all that, and just seeing that is in of itself something that really relaxes you.
And physically, you know, I'm thinking as well, physically there are a lot of folks who just simply can't do that. They haven't got the ability to do that. But now they can see it. They can see it. They can experience it. They can live it through their screens, and just be.
It's a good thing for health, you know, just to relax and
And mental health is a big thing these days. Coming out of the lockdowns and everything else, people were affected tremendously, and in ways we're still trying to understand. but this in some part goes, hopefully, to try and smooth that a little, and transition us away from those years that we shan't talk about again, and back into some normality.
Yeah. I mean, turn off your news. Go watch a meditation. You know, I mean, this is the simplest way to meditate. If even if you said you don't want to because it's too difficult, as we said, it's just, it's so neat, you know, just to watch something. And it, your mind kind of will wander, maybe, you know, because you're listening to the sounds. And sometimes people will have never heard those things. Or as you said, maybe a sheep comes walking by, or maybe a bird will fly by or something. And That always kind of softens you up when you see that kind of thing. Go ahead.
I think more importantly than anything, switch off the phone, set the phone down, and just be, and just watch the screen.
Yeah, that too. And just, there was a message that just came into chat from Lily, and she says, you're doing a great service to the disabled and underprivileged as well.
Well, thank you, and you know, they were very much in my mind whenever I wanted to do this, and thank you, Millie. That really means a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't think of that, but you know, well, she's clever anyway. which is her clever.
Clever Millie.
Yes, Lily. Yes, she is. But yeah, I mean, that's a very good point, because and sometimes, even people that don't have transportation, you know, it's easy for people to get in a car and drive, you know, half hour, hour to go somewhere to see something like that. And then there's people that you can't go to those kinds of places with rapid transit, you know, public transit. And, you know, you don't want to take an Uber all the way out somewhere like that. So, you know, God help us. But yeah, it's for people that can't get out, won't get out, haven't gotten out, and why not, kind of thing, you know? So,
and as you said, it's, you know, anyone can access it. It's free to anyone. I'm not looking anything off anyone. It's just enjoy.
Yeah, and they will, actually, because it's just kind of, I don't know. Again, I'm just wrapping my head around it. It was just too simple. You know, I mean, I'm thinking about that, and I'm saying, it's just so simple. Why, you know, it's good that way.
It absolutely is.
We've got a question from the chat room, but maybe, we'll wait till after the break, because we're always doing that. And Lily also said that probably watching these when you're sick might relieve the stress.
Indeed, yes, another fair point. Indeed, yes, they're very uplifting.
Yeah, and mentally, physically, I mean, you've covered all bases.
Yeah.
You just don't realize that you were very much a genius when you did this. You just
I shall have to wake up Donna and tell her that I'm a genius.
Oh, God, then she's going to try and slap me upside the head. Yeah, okay, thanks. Well, she probably thinks you have, you know, the genetics to be a genius, and you do a lot of good stuff, but please don't wake her up to tell her that. I mean, she'll never let you come back on my show. That would be very bad. All right, well, we're going to take a break, everybody, so sit tight, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Way, there's more Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks right after these important messages. Missed an episode of Stirring the Cauldron? Then be sure to check out MarlaBrooks.com and check out the archive. And while you're there, check out Marla's weekly Witch's Oracle card reading. Explore the site to find many great resources, such as information on tarot, oracle readings, metaphysical consultations, and links to all of Marla's books. That's MarlaBrooks.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, rolling showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron. Once again, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
And we're here back, and we're talking to Barry Fitzgerald about his new YouTube channel. Duh. I got to get more meditation in me, I think. Clear my head a little bit better. There's a question in the chat room that isn't exactly about meditation,
but
she wants to know, do you practice grounding by way of walking barefoot? And if so, do you think it has helped with your state of mind?
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. I do. And, you know, it was something that I noticed and became very, very prominent when I was on one of the cruises that left the East Coast. We were heading up toward Canada. And it was during that particular time, being on the ocean for so long, that I realized that I was craving that particular connection. And that was becoming problematic, actually. And I noticed that my own energy was going down. And as soon as I got back to land, I was straight into this particular port that we had arrived in. And there was this beautiful green area. And walked up, took the shoes off, threw them to one side, and walked into the grass. Mm-hmm. And it took me minutes, but I was back up to level. And it's a strange thing to occur. But I do find that the grounding with the bare feet, nothing between you and the earth itself, helps considerably. It is something that I do regular, and I would certainly recommend that everyone try it. And it seems that I seen a video there recently. I haven't looked into the facts behind it, but it did state that before the grounding, the red platelets within the blood are gloopy. They're sticking together and things like that. But 20 minutes after the grounding has taken place, the blood goes back to normal.
Wow.
So it certainly, you know, from that particular standpoint, it seemed to have some type of effect that we, on levels that we never even thought of. So yes, do I do grounding? Yeah, absolutely. And I highly promote it. It is a wonderful thing. I find it personally, it's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, I do too. And I was reading something about it, and it explained it very simply. It's that you're getting the energy from Mother Earth up
yes.
into you. And hell, God knows we need energy. mean, positive energy. Yeah. There's plenty of negative energy around.
Those synthetic shoes that we have on our feet, you know, it seems to block that connection. Mm-hmm. And skin to grass works perfectly for me.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important, and it just feels good. You know, when you're a kid, we all run into, well, most of us run into grass in a park and stuff, and then all of a sudden something, it's like, well, you better put your shoes on because maybe
yes.
a dog has been here before, or uh-huh. maybe somebody put broken glass, or so. You,
yeah.
you know, they pull us away from doing what's kind of natural.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, it was something, wasn't it, the Victorians that when someone came in that was feeling a little depressed, they were told to go out and work in the garden, and they worked with their bare hands in the soil. And there seems that there was some type of microbe within the soil that penetrated the skin barrier and creates this euphoricness and lifts us out of that depression. So again, it was about connecting back, but in ways that we never even thought of.
I mean, nature is wonderful if you take time to think about it and what it can help you, because we need to help it instead of, like, killing it with what we're doing a lot of.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we are having an effect on the planet, that's for sure. We each can make that choice and just be a little bit more aware and make those connections back again. I think possibly, you know, greed, of course, has come into it in a big part. Greed and separation of wealth and everything else. And there's me talking about this political thing I wasn't going to go down. but all those factors have certainly placed us in a situation where we are now, for the most part. That's the world we live in. We can each make our personal choice to do something slightly different.
Yeah. And, you know, people say, well, look, I live in an apartment. I don't have a balcony. I don't have any form of nature. Well, you can go out and you can get some indoor plants. You know, you don't have to go out and dig up anything. And I mean, there's always ways to have nature with you. And
yes.
It's just kind of letting people know how important it is. And, you know, well, if I water a plant, I'm going to kill it. Well, then get a cactus. You know, you probably won't have a problem with a succulent plant. You know, you won't have to worry about watering or something. You know, people have a lot of excuses for things and make things much more complicated. And there's just that, again, the simplicity of certain things is what we need.
Yes. That was a key component for us, was to really simplify it down. And you know, you said it was so simple it seemed absurd, but you know it seems to be. You know, I'm looking at the feedback, and having wonderful feedback coming back. This is exactly what we needed.
Mm-hmm. So when you go out, how long does it take to shoot? I mean, do you do like 2 hours then cut it down, or, you know?
No, it is the 30 minutes. Of course, weather-wise, you're always limited here in Ireland, being at the very edge of Europe, and we have storm fronts coming in from the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you very much, America.
I'm on the Pacific side. I'm safe. Thank you. All right.
Oh, we're expecting that one from Florida to come around to us next. You know, these videos, this particular series was shot during the summer. So we had the best of the weather there, if you can believe that within Ireland. And now, you know, I have to make a slight alteration now to the next set of videos that are going to be recorded, because you know, we have torrential rain and everything else and storms coming in with the winter weather on our backs. Mm-hmm. But even within that, there is a certain serene beauty.
Yes.
within the rain.
Yes.
That I'm really wanting to enhance and capture. I think there's something in that. And many of us find, you know, late at night when we're wrapped up in our duvets and everything else, that listening to that wind, that smooth wind, not something that's going to rip your roof off, but that subtle wind can be a very, very relaxing thing to do.
Well, you know, some people, and I'm one of them, I get very relaxed during thunder and lightning. It's just kind of energetic, but in a good way.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It doesn't get me on edge. I'm not worried about, you know, well, the trees aren't going to get blown away and the roof isn't going to go, you know, that kind of thing. And I find that very, very nice, too. So are you going to do some nighttime videos?
Yes, I have picked, there's a particular location there, it's an old sacred well, and there are candles and things lit around it at night, and I thought to myself, that would be absolutely beautiful. Mm. So I have picked specific areas that I will be doing some nighttime video as well. But nothing intrusive. I don't want it well lit and everything else like you see in other shows and TV where suddenly you can see everything that's around you. It won't be like that. It'll be something soothing for the eyes to watch. So those are in the planning. As I look out the window and see the rain running down the glass at the moment, it'll not be anytime soon. But I would imagine within the next couple of weeks we'll be starting to aim our cameras in those directions.
Mm-hmm. And a full moon would be nice, you know, at times.
Yes.
Just that. Mm-hmm. Or now, see, here in L.A., if you're in the big city, you look up at the sky, you don't see too many stars. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You have to go to the desert. And then it's like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. Now, I'm sure where you're going, you have beautiful starlit nights, don't you?
Oh, we have, yes. We have the Mayo Star Park over in County Mayo. And it's one of those areas in Ireland which doesn't have any lights to disturb your vision, and you can just go there at any time and just watch the beauty of the heavens unfold across your head, you know, that's very important too. Now we are approaching, of course, Samhain, Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
and that's going to play itself out within these videos as well. We have the Polka Festival that's happening down in County Meath, which I may attend and see what's happening there. But the Polka Festival won't be for the videos because there's people there.
Yeah.
There will be other videos that will be that will circumvent the people issue and concentrate heavily on Samhain. On Halloween.
Yes. Maybe you'll find a bonfire somewhere.
And, well, you know, you're never too far away from a good bonfire.
That's true. Especially on Samhain. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, well, fire, controlled fire in a bonfire is very relaxing to watch. The flames and seeing what you see in the flames. I mean, you know. People think that things like thunder and lightning and everything else is noisy and bright, like fire is bad, but it isn't. I mean,
no, it's not. It can be very cleansing as well. You know, whenever I was clearing the garden when we moved to this location, I was uncovering huge granite stones in the garden. I was thinking to myself, what on earth am I going to do with these? Never mind, how do I get them out of the garden? And I thought to myself, no, wait a minute. And I took them and we formed them into a stone circle, a standing stone circle, and within the middle of that you have the fire pit. Okay. No better location for fire and Samhain and the moon coming up over the Fire Hill than that particular stone circle. It is perfect for it.
Wow, you lucked out. Good thinking. is this series going to be ongoing for a very, very long time? How often are you changing the different scenes, that kind of thing?
There will be, with this particular series, there will be a video every 3 days.
Oh.
I think there's 3 out at the moment.
Yes.
And then we're expecting more to come after that. From all the various locations, they're all daylight meditation videos, now that we're moving into the darker months, you know, there will be a distinct move between series 1 and series 2.
Mm-hmm. And for just people that may not be too familiar with YouTube, they won't go away. Even the first one won't go away. They don't take
and
move them. So all of them will be there for you in case you
absolutely
go from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is, again, something that's wonderful and beautiful. And but I know that now that you're doing that and, you know, it's taken off, there must be other things in your mind going on about some projects, I'm sure.
Oh, you can be sure. The last time we spoke, I had 2 books that I was working on, the Fruit of the Gods, and it was a prequel to the trilogy that I wrote, The Council of Three. Mm-hmm. So those were in the works. Well, then suddenly they ground to a stop, and as this new download came in, and I thought, okay, what's this about? And so the third book, Beyond the Void, is being worked on at the present. Mm-hmm. And next an examination of where the information that we have presently about what we were dealing with, or what was coming through to us from beyond the void, where that is leading us to, and historically, what do we know of that location? So that's what this is about. It's about beyond the void. Mm. What's beyond the void? And this particular book starts to pull that apart and examine it in all its different criteria. Mm. And who has experienced it before, how they were seeing it, and everything else. We're crossing our T's and dotting our I's on this one. There's a lot of science behind it, it's really explosive, and I'm loving it every day now. That there's something new coming in that we never saw this before. We didn't recognize that, and how it all pulls together and to form this beautiful thing within words.
And it takes, I mean, a lot of people don't have open minds. You know, again, black and white is the only mm-hmm. place that they feel. What's the secret of people opening up? What can they be told or taking away what they've been taught that can't happen, you know?
Well, do you know, Marla, and this is no disrespect to them, I tend not to lose a lot of energy on people who really reject it, skeptics. If you like, and that's fair enough. I'm not there to convince them.
Right.
This is what I have found. This is what we attract. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it. That's the way I tend to run it. And if they want to know more, by all means, let's talk. I've seen things. I've encountered things that. That would make you scratch your head. You know, just recently, in fact, I was with a hiking buddy there from England, mm-hmm. and we were at this location, and the location itself had a particular stone formation that was warranting further investigation. The area itself had was really covered in this particular type of stone. But I went around the back of this massive rock that had tumbled off the mountainside, and whenever it came to a stop, it naturally cracked in three, so there was two fissures within it. Mm. Now, as I went around the back of that rock, what I thought was a fire inside the rock, I thought to myself initially, someone's camping in that particular fissure, the broken part, because the flames of the fire is reflecting off the inside of the rock. There was no fire inside the rock. This light was being produced from the rock. And I was looking at it thinking to myself, what on earth is going on here? And moments later, the whole phenomena lasted around 2 minutes. Within those moments, there was this particular face that seemed to produce, it seemed to form from the rock and then vanished and dissipated with the light itself. Now, that's okay listening to my story, but I was able to photograph that. But what was more interesting for us was it was wild to see this phenomena appear in front of us. But in the distance, there were stone formations that also appeared in a pattern. It was almost like this stone, giant stone statue. It's not there. And it vanished when the light vanished. So this phenomena, this bizarreness, this weirdness that happens, which really inspired us to go out and get involved with the Legend Seeker Project and all the rest, to see if there was anything of the ancient legends that still lingered in the landscape. There are things that still happen in the landscape, but it's us that became detached from it. And we have to reintroduce ourselves back to that, to reconnect to it. And the phenomena, as I say, only lasted 2 minutes. But my God, it blew my head off whenever I was watching this unfold. And even now, you know, even though it was only about a month ago that this occurred, I still don't know what the hell it was.
Now, some people would go crazy trying to figure it out. And mm-hmm. other people would just say, oh, it is what it is. And
yes.
and be happy to have seen it. Where do
yes.
you fall in that category?
Oh, I'm very much of the one, well, wasn't that nice? And then move along. That's that. I don't put too much thought into it. It was an experience. Obviously, there was something that I needed to see there that will unfold itself later. Maybe within this particular book, it may unfold itself because there is a strong connection with the rocks, mm-hmm. and what happened may be connected with this. But who knows? We shall see as the book progresses.
All right. There's a question in the chat room. Will you ever live stream your locations on YouTube?
I don't know. You know, it never gave me a thought. I might actually. I think I would prefer to do that in the summer, though. So mm-hmm. maybe this might be something I might do in 2023. But for now, it'll just be sheerly. The recorded videos, which will then be put up, but you never know. Maybe in 2023, as I say, I'll give it some thought and possibly look at this idea of live streaming. It would be interesting to do that, but again, whenever you're live streaming, you know, sunrise for me is within the summer months is around 4:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. which. You know, really, I suppose 4:30. What's that? That's about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. So yeah, it gets pretty late in the United States for that. But you know, it might work. It might work.
Yeah. Well, you know, people stayed up for the Queen's funeral all night long over here. So you know,
is she dead?
Yeah. yeah. Interesting.
I think
enough,
I missed
right?
that, did I?
but yeah, no. But yeah, if people want to see something badly enough, they'll stay up overnight to
yeah.
do it. You know,
yeah.
so that might be really interesting too. And you know, if it's in the summer months, just make sure you don't have hay fever because a sneeze would just ruin the whole thing.
Yeah,
so there
yeah.
might be a little couple things that you have to be careful about. But yeah, live streaming might be interesting.
You know, you raise a fair point there. I'm just thinking about the passage chambers, the Neolithic passage chambers that predate the Great Pyramids of Giza. Their orientation is to the setting sun. Mm. I'm just thinking on the summer solstice, that might be something worth watching as the sun penetrates the inner chambers and moves its way around the chamber. Yeah, I might put that to some thought. Whoever mentioned that, thank you very much. You're very kind.
See, we have intelligent people that ask questions. All right, so we better tell people where to find it on YouTube. That would be very helpful. So tell us where.
Yep. The videos themselves, they can be found on MWD official, and that is the website address on YouTube. So that's MWD official.
Yes, just think of meditation without distraction.
That's it.
It works fairly well. And, you know, you have other things up all over the place, and also there's a link on the YouTube channel to your website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so people can go and find a lot of interesting things about your books and all that other kind of good stuff over there.
Mm-hmm. They can indeed, yes. And there's quite a few of the documentaries on the high strangeness are available through my website there, and which will link them back onto YouTube as well. Legend Seekers was always a real pet of ours, of myself and Cormac's. Mm-hmm. And that's something we're wanting to get back into again as well. So there's another project they're developing within the Legend Seekers one, which is going to wet the whistle of many, many folks out there who are interested in the weird and strange.
Oh, don't we all are? I mean, yes. This is why we love you. You bring that stuff up to us. All right. So really, thank you so much for doing this and telling everybody about it. And so everybody that's listening, please go look and share, because it you're going to do a great favor to a lot of people if you do that.
And thank you very much, Marla. And I really appreciate the input there from some of the listeners. That was very, very kind. And again, keep watching. Please subscribe. And we shall keep introducing the videos.
Yes, and you know, anything good, you know where to find me, and we'll just bring you back.
I will indeed. Thank you very much, Marla. Have a great evening over there.
Thank you, and everybody. Time to go. So blessed be, and merry meet again. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Please join us again next week at the same time for another great guest and more cauldron stirring. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2024. The Mysterioso March by Kevin MacLeod is licensed through Incompetech.com.